Steve Corey here with a report about the 5G rally in Salmon Arm this last May 15th. The rally was to raise awareness about electromagnetic radiation in our environment already and warn about the imminent rollout of so-called 5G or the fifth generation of cell phone technology. People are only now learning about electromagnetic radiation, or sometimes called EMR or EMF. There are some who monitor and measure electromagnetic radiation, or radio frequency pollution as they call it. One of those individuals is Ross Anderson from Kelowna, who came to Salmon Arm on the 15th to participate in the rally. What follows is an interview with Mr. Anderson to gain some insight into what it is that the people marching were trying to bring to the attention of citizens of Salmon Arm. I have in front of me Ross Anderson. Ross, would you sort of introduce yourself, like what is your past and what is your profession and where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Ontario, where I practiced as a naturopathic physician and chiropractor for many years. Gave that up in 2006 after a little bout with throat cancer, which I managed to beat without medical treatment, and moved to British Columbia and started up some work that I had done a lot with my clients in the 80s and 90s in the field of electromagnetic radiation detection and mitigation, meaning showing people how to protect themselves from the electromagnetic radiation that they're being damaged by.
Yes.
And so I started up Safe Zone EMF inspections back in 2014 with very sophisticated equipment, and have been doing that ever since.
So you're measuring electromagnetic radiation. Was there any particular installations that were coming online or something that caused a bit of a spike of interest in that period, 2014-15?
Well, I had been through the throat cancer issue and expected that that was connected to cell phone radiation, at least to some degree, and I was pretty sure about that. It's impossible to prove, of course, but so I started seeing so many people not feeling well, suffering various health challenges, and so nobody was doing this work in the Okanagan Valley. And I felt compelled to go back and start up a service that people could access so they could find out what their exposure levels were and do something about it.
Was this the time when the rollout of smart meters was happening?
This was partly in the time of the rollout of the smart meters, which started in 2012.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people interested in that issue at the time. So it was a perfect time to get involved, get people educated that they didn't have to have a smart meter on the side of their bedroom where it was going to make them sick, and it did and would.
There were ways that you could also show them how to protect themselves even if the smart meter was there.
Yes, there's a technology that I developed myself to shield a smart meter to deflect the radiation away from the house. The radiation still gets out, the information still gets to the power company, but it does. We have a 96% reduction of the radiation coming in the house itself. And this saves lives. People find dramatic benefits from having this done.
Now we're going to skip forward because smart meters was one thing. We know about cell towers, cell phones, cordless phones, but now we come to something that's very recent, and I have to ask you, what is the main reason you came to Salmon Arm May the 15th?
This is a demonstration against the installation of 5G, which stands for fifth generation cell phone technology, which is a whole departure from what we have had in 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, which we're on now, is 4G technology. This is a switch to very, very high frequencies that are very, very difficult to manage and take massive amounts of infrastructure to implement. The speeds at which the information will be transmitted are hundreds of times faster than what we have now at 4G. And the frequencies at which these will run are extremely high frequencies, in the somewhere between 15 and 300 gigahertz. I don't think the actual frequencies have actually been put out yet as to exactly where these things are going to run.
But we know that gigahertz is up in the billions of cycles per second.
Well, we have kilohertz, which is thousands, megahertz, which is millions, gigahertz, which is billions of cycles per second.
There's so much about this, Ross, that really interests me, and I'm sure the average listener, but why would our government... So what is there to protect us, the citizens, from any ill effects, adverse effects from this radiation?
Well, that's the problem. There is nothing to protect us, and there has been nothing to protect us since cell technology was initiated many, many years ago. I had my first cell phone in 1993, and it was archaic. I still have it, and you couldn't use it, you know, once you got outside of the city. And it was an analog phone. Now we're on digital. So there's all kinds of ins and outs of the technology. But the problem is they can put up a cell tower wherever they want. The telecom industry has no restrictions on this. And unless people stand up and protest, which can be done if there's enough organization and enough people actually doing it, unless that's done, the cell tower is going to go in. And it's going to go in down the block or next door. So consequently, you have no protection, because you can't block this radiation unless you do some fairly expensive measures for certain situations. Sometimes it's fairly easy. But for instance, I just had a client completely paint his house in Kelowna. Now, the cost for this was around $3,000, including the paint and the actual application of the paint. So he's quite happy to do that, because he has a 2-year-old daughter, another child on the way, and he's only 800 feet from a cell tower. So the readings in his bedroom were extremely high, and he wants to be protected. He's the kind of guy who just, you know, really wants to take care of his family. So he spent the money and did this, and the readings have dropped dramatically. You can't eliminate it, but you can drop the readings to a much safer level by doing this.
Which is something that I'd like to get to just in a few moments, about the city of Salmon Arm maybe somehow starting a campaign to reduce that. But before we go there, I still want to go back and ask about Health Canada. I mean, I know there are contradictions or apparent paradoxes. Why or what does Health Canada have to protect us? Is it something I heard about, this Safety Code 6? What is that?
Well, Safety Code 6... involves levels of various forms of radio frequency radiation, and many other things as well. If you look it up, there are many things on there. But these safety levels were all determined many, many years ago, before they had the technology and the scientific studies which now show that those levels are completely inadequate and do not even come close to what makes any sense on a biological level.
Yeah, it had thermal, something to do with thermal.
The only thing they looked at was whether or not the radio frequency radiation caused heat in the subject.
Yeah, thermal effects. Yeah, I did see some material on it. So, in effect, you're saying that really Health Canada has nothing really to protect us.
Absolutely. Their Safety Code 6 levels make no sense and do not protect us.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you about, now I don't know if you're familiar, because I want to make a little comparison here. Just recently, within the last few days, there was a court case, a large litigation in California, where there was a settlement of something like $2 billion, but it was involving glyphosate, the main component of Roundup.
Yep.
The reason I mention it is because for years, probably 5 decades, we've been told by our own Health Canada that it's completely safe. Roundup is safe. It's innocuous. We can use it wherever we want. And yet this case, and another one just a few months ago, I believe, demonstrates, the evidence is now becoming fairly clear, that it is dangerous. It can cause cancer and many other things. What I'm getting at is,
you, through your measurement, you can tell people this is dangerous or it's pretty high. Do you have any cutoffs? Like, what's the level of micro watts per square meter that you consider safe? And is it worldwide? Is it
any level above 10 microwatts per meter squared is unsafe, according to the rock solid science behind what are called building biology standards. And it's almost impossible within any urban area to find levels that are that low. The house that I live in Kelowna, has levels that are significantly lower than that, but I've done certain things to protect it, and I live in an area that's very, very much away from all cell towers. We don't use Wi-Fi, we don't use a cordless phone, so our levels are extremely low, running at around 1.
Wow. So what you're telling me is that we're bathed in this stuff.
Well, when I I went to Europe a couple of years ago, and I had a devil of a time sleeping because there was Wi-Fi in every room. And in Switzerland one night, I couldn't get to sleep at all. And after 3 or 4 hours of trying to get to sleep and going down to the lobby and reading a book, I finally went to the front desk and I asked, I said, "Where are the Wi-Fi emitters in this hotel?" And he said, "Well, there's one on every floor." And I said, "Well, where are they?" And he said, "Oh, they're in the room right beside the elevator." Well, this thing was on the other side of the wall from the head of my bed.
Oh, my goodness.
So luckily, I had what I call EMF sleeping bags that I had manufactured specifically for my sweetheart and I so that we could protect ourselves if we ran into a situation like this. And I wrapped my head in this thing, just left my nose exposed so that I could breathe. And I got to sleep in 3 minutes and slept the whole night.
So in other words, there are mitigation methods that you...
There are many things that we can do. And there are numerous companies. Safe Zone has hundreds of products that are available to mitigate this. Safe Zone does home inspections, business inspections. I've inspected yachts. I've inspected recreational vehicles, numerous automobiles. You name it, I've inspected it and shown people how to protect themselves.
It's rather an insidious thing, this electromagnetic radiation, because people talk about, especially recently, it seems as though it's almost epidemic, all people having sleeping problems, headaches.
70% of the North American population is having trouble sleeping, and the other 30% probably don't know that they're having trouble sleeping.
And it could be connected to this electromagnetic radiation.
It absolutely is, because my clients, for instance, the one that just painted his whole house in Kelowna, 2 days later, I went back and visited him, and he said, "I am shocked at the level of the quality of sleep that I am now having." He said, "I think I might even be getting too much sleep."
Well,
but he was happy about that because he had a sleep deficit, which had occurred over a number of years.
Yeah, that's something that I think all of us could, that little problem wouldn't be such a problem. Tell me, I want to jump to, we could talk a lot about the actual technology, one of them being these towers, these cell, now, or they call them cells. Whereas other cell towers, we could see them. These new ones for 5G are smaller. Is that correct?
They're called microcells, and they're quite small. And in the United States, they are camouflaging them in streetlights.
Oh.
Where they're built into the actual lamppost, so you don't know they're there. And they come out during the day. They replace your streetlight post with another one. And the next day, you've got a cell tower, 20 feet from your house. This occurred when they put in the hotspots, the Wi-Fi hotspots, and I went and measured one of these hotspots in West Kelowna, where I was living at the time, and it was exactly 20 feet from a house.
Wow.
And the readings were so high that the poor people in this house had to be having significant health challenges. And they don't tell people that they're there. They just go in and install them. And all of a sudden you don't feel well and you don't know why, and nobody connects the dots. That's the problem. Nobody says, "Oh, by the way, did you know that they put in a hotspot and it's 20 feet from your house?"
Thank you.